February 26th, Friday. What must you do before starting a task? Before starting an important task, if you cherish it in your heart, works will arise. If the works of God's Spirit take place, nothing will be able to stop that task from happening. And you'll see the value of staking your life. If you are a church officer in the midst of church construction, begin with this prayer. As a result, you'll witness how God answers. And when He does, all you have to do is start with the answer that you have received. A witness, Acts chapter 1, 14. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and His brothers. Before starting, remnants must first know the end, which is world evangelization. By holding on to the covenant of world evangelization, you must examine your condition, nature, and limitations. By doing so, you'll see the reason why you must be equipped with a 24-hour prayer system. Furthermore, you'll be able to grab hold of your CVDIP and enjoy the five powers given by God. Then what must you, as remnant, hold on to when you begin? Number one, the things of God. You'll be able to see the age if you hold on to the covenant just a little. God has a plan for establishing the gospel in each age. The individuals who were used by God in every age saw His absolute plan, discovered their only, and gained victory. As a remnant, you must see the age, yourself, and discover the only that you can solely accomplish. Number two, God's method. God sends remnants who are on the covenant journey to the field of nobody. Their remnants will see the age of disasters. Moreover, God will allow the answer of everybody, which saves everyone through remnants who possess the mystery of the gospel. This is the answer of uniqueness. If you possess the answers of only and uniqueness, you'll see what you need to devote to the church and the age. In doing so, the answer of recreation that no one can take away will emerge. Remnants must prepare their vessels regarding the answers that will certainly come. Dear God, let me first confirm what You have given me, so that I can enjoy the answers of only uniqueness and recreation that are used in Your absolute plan. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.